This is RSBNB Update, episode 56, recorded July 12th, 2006. Cow Power Granaries and the Fairy Queen. Alright, everyone. Welcome once again to another fine edition of RSBNB Update. We are here this week with...
Matt.
And...
Brad.
Yes, Brad, as always. For those of you guys who don't know, Matt is someone called a poison who poisons people on the forums. Yes, how did you get
poisons
that name?
Poisons their minds.
Yes, how did you get that name?
I'm not saying how I got the name, Shane. You know how I got it.
I don't know how I got it.
It was in that article.
Oh, yes. Anyways. We've got RuneScape updates, questions, and tech news this week. The quest this week. The Fairy Tale Part 2. Apparently this is the second quest in a trilogy. Wow. So I'm the only one that's done it, and Brad has started in Poisonous 2 Week.
Yep.
Yes.
Anyway, so they say...
I'm a slayer. People don't like me.
Aw, that's too bad, isn't it?
I don't like crocodiles.
Crocodiles?
Yeah.
How do you get crocodiles in this?
I don't know. Well, the slayer masters, they keep assigning me crocodiles. And
wow.
And they're like... Gah.
I got sphincters yesterday.
Shane, can you say that on the show?
Yeah, those smelly ghosts, that's what I got. Yeah. Anyways, back to the point here. RuneScape updates. Basically, when you complete this, you unlock one of the largest transportation networks in the game. There are 64 possible ways to move around by the fact that there are 3 places and 4 possible choices for each one. Then basically, 4 cubed is equal to 64, 4 times 4 times 4.
There is also a new Abyssal Demon spot.
Oh yes, those.
Where you can use a cannon there. So people think it's going to send the price of whips down.
Yeah, I think that was pretty much intentional, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't want the whip prices to go down.
But it is only single combat, it's not like it's multi.
Yes. Yeah, but basically about 25 of the 64 possibilities actually go somewhere useful. Like, not an island or something that you can't get off of.
That's not bad.
Yeah, 25 out of 64, a little less than half, I guess. Yeah. Anyways, you need 57 Herbler. You guys both have that?
Yes.
No.
49 Farming.
Yes.
No.
40 Thieving.
Yes.
Yep.
And defeat a level 145 monster.
But it's easy.
It is easy. It is easy. Basically, with this quest, you go find out that the Fairy Nuff, that's an interesting name, Fairy Nuff, like Fairy Nuff, get it?
Enough Fairy.
Yes. That one's shop has been ransacked. Then you start searching around the granary.
Secret portal. Shameless advertising.
And basically, you discover the queen has been knocked of down. Existence. You need to make a magic essence potion
in order
to wake her up, and then after that, you will be completely.
He's trying to deflect his cow loving onto poison.
Basically, making this potion.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
which time he comes +3 magic.
Ooh.
Oh, yes, you can also see some pictures on the blog about
this. You sound like a 40-year-old truck driver.
Basically, there's about... I said there's 25 of these, but that was actually from... after the quest, Mike was doing some nice testing to determine that there was about 25 useful ones that actually go somewhere. So, thanks to him. I can hear the planes flying over again, but I guess Brad is doing some air traffic control, right?
9. No. Yeah, sorry. I don't know why. Normally it's quiet, right? Maybe there's one plane every couple of hours. Today there have been like 6 planes in 2 hours. I feel like going to the airport. Of course, they probably wouldn't understand me even if I did.
No. Anyways, reward for this quest is 2 quest points, 3,500 herblore, 2,500 thieving, and a lamp worth 2,500 XP that can be used in any scale you want. Oh, and of course you get the fairy ring access. I don't know. What do you guys rate this so far?
Well, I haven't done it, but it sounds like a pretty good quest.
I have to give this one a 3.5.
I give it a 2, seeing as the experience is crap. The only decent thing is the rings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But with the ring, I thought you'd be able to take it around and wear it and travel from anywhere.
That's what I thought at first, too.
You can wear it.
Exactly.
Like, you just have to have it in your inventory. I don't get it.
In your inventory?
I don't know. Explain this to me.
Well, there's these little fairy rings on the ground all over the place, right?
Oh, on the ground. Sorry, yeah, I get it.
So you activate them and you get sent back to the central one, and then you enter a code there and you get sent back to the right one.
I see. Yeah, I was expecting it to be a ring you carried around.
Yeah. That's kind of... Maybe I'll give it a 3 because of that.
Okay, now I downgrade to 1.5 because you can't carry it around.
Yes. Oh yes, and one more thing this week on RuneScape News. They added a new poll. Which of the following is your favorite city / area part 2? I guess they saw my Western Alien Nation post.
Oh yeah, right.
Let's see.
Nobody cares about the West.
Well, they do now. They added Elflance, Karamcha, Catherby, Yanil, Bertho, Gnome Stronghold, Drainers and Aris, Taverly Dungeon, and Knifis. Catherby is winning 30%. And I voted for the Elflands.
I'm going to vote for Canifis.
I don't like Canifis. It takes like too long to get over there.
Cannabis.
What don't you like, poison?
It takes too long to get over there.
To where?
To Canifis.
Really? That's what a Kareel teleport in your house portal is for.
Or ectophile.
Yes. You need to do some more quests, boy.
I've got 17 more to do. And my construction level is like 13.
Yes. Anyway, so hooray for the Elflands on there. Vote for it.
Where is it?
On the RuneScape site.
Ah.
Yes. On to questions now. Moving on. Somebody take this first one.
Poison?
Yes.
Which one is it? With the creation of construction, many people have devised ways to make the runescaping much easier. These range from repairing Barrow's armor cheaper, borrowing faster, and training prayer. Are there other tasks that you use construction to make easier, or are the possibilities limited to the previously mentioned? That's by PFK99s.
Well, that's a good question. Definitely you can do those, but I don't know. Is there any other game making easier benefits that you guys can think of?
No, it's just for showing off. Oh, yeah, those things.
Which?
Those things are pretty good for, like,
the tablets you make.
Oh yeah, the tablets.
KBD trips.
Yes, you go on KBD trips.
Well, I was helping my friend. He was trying to get a KBD head in order to put it in his house. So we wanted help killing it. I guess
wasn't
much help, but
yes. That's one thing. The teleport portals and the tablets are the two things that I'd say are better now.
Yeah.
Because it gave all the little skill peers out there access to the teleports, right?
I don't think you should have access to the teleports unless you have the magic level.
Well, that's a point. You can you can sell your magic.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know, if I can't drive a car now because I'm too young, can I buy a car tablet and just drive around on that? I know that can make sense.
No. Well, if you go to where Poison lives, you can drive when you're 14, which is kind of scary.
Yes, that is scary.
It's North South Dakota. the farming countries. I mean, states.
Countries.
Yes.
Next question.
Yeah, thank you, PFK99. So just teleport tablets, which you stick in your mouth when you want to go somewhere, and portals when you just step
thank
through.
Thank you, break.
I know, but it makes sense that you, like, eat it, because it's a tablet, you know?
But it's clay.
It's stone tablets.
I know, but tablet kind of sounds like put it in your mouth, so.
So Shane's just admitted he eats clay.
No. No. And it looks really neat. You spaz out when you make them. We were through this next week, last week. Last week. Next question. Thank you, PFK99.
What is the most amount of pest control points you have ever had? Currently, I'm getting 1,470 prayer, and I am about to die, and I only have 200. How many have you had?
100.
I've had 100.
With
and then I got more, yeah.
You've had 500 poison?
100.
Oh, okay. I've had 100 too.
I just get 100, then trade the 100 in, get 100 more, trade the 100 in, get 100 more. Trade
yeah,
100
same.
In. Yeah. That is from Bib User, who does not use a bib.
I think she does.
I mean, it's female.
She's lying.
She might come after you because you said that you're she's lying about wearing a bib. Anyways, how would you make the new brewing game more interesting, worthwhile, and less complicated? And that is from Ansonite.
I just wouldn't do it.
Wait, isn't that from Trekkie?
Yes,
his name
is Ansonite.
Oh.
Shane has pet names for everybody.
Yes, Brad is Barwood, Trekkie is Ansonite, you're Poi Poi, Creepy is Creepy Weepy.
I'm not.
And you are...
I'm going to cry.
Oh, you're Noober, yes, that's your name.
Noober?
That's my name for Shane.
Anyways, so how would you make that mini-game from last week more interesting and less annoying?
Make it so one person can do it on their own.
Exactly. Because I think it's dead now, isn't it? Has anybody gone to see it?
No.
I've never gone over to it, no.
Yeah, well, you need to do that one quest, so...
Yeah.
Basically, it's actually complicated, and I couldn't figure out what to do, so that was sort of my problem, I guess.
If it's complicated and you couldn't figure out what to do, think about all those clueless 10-year-olds. They're going to be trying to figure it out for days.
I know. So that's the problem with this one, I guess. It's just too complicated. I think this will fall in the category of the fishing trawler.
Yes.
I liked the fishing trawler.
Trouble is, you need lots of people to do it, and you can't always gather up people at short notice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sea turtles.
Mike and I went to do it once. We got a salmon before we crashed. That's about it.
I have the fishing level to get a sea turtle.
Yes. We should bring you and Trekkie on a mod trawler trip.
Trekkie would own me.
Turtle.
Yes, you like all sorts of little animals, don't you?
No.
That's never mind.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't think this one can be repaired.
It's
you
beyond
need lemmings, Brad.
Oh yeah, that was a fun game.
I don't get it. My
you know lemmings, right, Shane? The game
little
lemmings.
My midget thingy has died.
Shane, do you know the game Lemmings?
No.
You don't know the game Lemmings? My
no.
God. It was really big in the 90s. I'll explain it to you after the show.
On Atlantis?
No, just Lemmings. It was on Dig.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, I didn't see that one. Anyways, thank you, Trekkie. Somebody take this next one.
What would be the fastest way to get 10 million that doesn't involve mind-numbing amounts of time? The haster... Well, to be honest, apart short of following somebody around with a party hat and hoping they die from a random event, there's not much you could do. You can't get 10 million with the snap of the fingers. It would take you, like, a good week, at least, to get 10 million. Unless you were a super merchant.
And how would you do it?
I got, like, 10 million from Teak Planks back when construction came out.
Oh, God.
That only took like 3 days.
That explains why your construction level is only 13.
Yep. I didn't waste money on it. I gained money.
Yeah.
Follow somebody around who has a party hat and hope they get killed by a random event while they're not looking.
That's what Brad does.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm honest like that, you know?
You could try a merchant, but you can lose money that way.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm talking to him, not you.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to answering the question.
Oh,
merchanting
okay.
is the fastest way, though, isn't it? If you can.
Yes, it is. Or staking, master staking.
Yeah, but then you can lose it all.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I don't PK and why I don't stake.
Yeah, I staked once. I won 450,000 gold piece stakes in a row, right? And then I lost a stake for 500,000, so staking is evil.
Yeah, so don't do that.
At Castle Wars.
I do, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, considering it took 4 of us to bring you down with your stupid ancient mage.
I killed him by myself.
You did?
Yeah, that one time.
After everybody else had weakened him.
No. Shane was trying to, like, stop me from crossing over the stepping stones.
Oh, yeah. And RSPNB intervened with that.
That was my little brother. He's, like, level 20.
What?
Yeah. Oh, my voice just cracked.
You have a brother.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And he kept following me around at the Castle Wars event.
Oh, well, that's interesting. As far as I knew, you only had a sister.
Whom Brad was like...
Oh, your little brother was Brad?
No, I was talking about
my
sister.
What did I do?
Brad was hitting on my sister when I posted my picture.
What? That wasn't me.
Yeah.
Was that Chris? Yes, that was Chris.
Oh.
I'm English. We English have something called class.
Oh. That's just low.
Yes, it is. It's the only way I can make remarks.
Well, it's nice to know you have a little brother that plays RuneScape. It's a miniature poison. Anyways, next question.
Mini poison.
I'm looking for a good, stable way of making cash with my stats. What do you suggest? And that is from Kyle.
Fletching.
Let's see, what's the guy's name?
Kyle. Oh, no, Punisher. Oh, Punisher 12088, I think.
Not 12088, jeez.
12088, I don't know, something like... Let me look.
I got it.
Beat you.
What is it?
Kyle.
Punisher 12088. Anyways,
okay,
let us see here.
Fletching 75.
Yeah, I'd have to say fletching on this guy.
Yes, without raising any skills, you could make money with fletching.
Yes, fletching.
Buy U-logs, bows, string them, sell them.
Anyways, final question now from a guy named MetalManiac9.
You read that, Shane.
I have nearly maxed out all my melee skills. I'll start farming. My current farming level is 1, and unlike other skills, I have no idea how to start. I don't know what seeds to get or where to plant them and stuff like that. So, Master Farmer, Shane 10288, can you teach me the basics of farming?
Isn't it 12088?
Yes, it's supposed to be that. There's a feature on the RuneScape website called the Knowledge Base, which has links to all the skills and like how to get started and stuff. Basically says that you need to get some seeds. Lots of seeds, like allotment seeds or whatever, and then plant them in the allotment patches. Then they'll grow and you'll get levels. Then afterwards, when you get a high enough level, you can move on to tree seeds and stuff. That's what I'd recommend.
Don't train farming, it's boring.
What? No, it's not.
You sit around for like an hour just to grow one thing of plants.
Well, you go
like
somewhere
potatoes.
Else. You go somewhere else.
But then they'll die.
You go somewhere else, though. I'll be getting 74 today.
I saw you
crazy.
Farming yesterday.
What'd you see?
What was it?
I saw you farming.
Who?
You.
Oh, yes, me.
In your Lederhosen outfit. He likes wearing that. I'm rather worried.
Why?
Because you wear it all the time.
No. Only okay. When I'm... Oh.
Oh, my God, what is happening?
Huh?
Look at this.
What?
That's me.
Okay. I gotta go now.
Oh, it's Shane. Oh, you gotta go. Good, fine.
It's you guys can have fun talking about
Lederhosen.
Lederhosen. Okay.
Shane, do you have green hair? Because that character has green hair.
Oh, no, I don't. So basically, once you get high enough level, you can plant tree seeds, and then you'll get better experience from the tree seeds and stuff like that.
And Tears of Guthix.
Yes. So I'd say definitely read the knowledge base on getting started and then get lots of tree seeds.
Tears of Guthix.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Metal Maniac.
End of questions.
On to tech news now. First things first.
Oh, you guys got... Oh, never mind.
Yeah, so... After a little intermission there, which you guys shouldn't have noticed, the first Firefox 2 Beta 1 candidate has been released. That's a mouthful. First Firefox Beta 2...
2.0 Beta candidate.
Yes, has been released. The code name is Bon Echo, which was named after a provincial park in Ontario, Canada. They say there's numerous bug fixes and improvements under the hood, and I don't know. Personally, I hope they fix the memory leak problem.
I prefer Opera.
Yes. We know what you prefer. Anyways, new features in this include anti-phishing feature. You guys know what anti-phishing is?
Oh yeah, Internet Explorer 7 had it. It annoyed the hell out of me because it kept saying this is a bad website when it wasn't.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It basically checks to make sure that the website isn't trying to steal information from you. It also has a spell checker, which will be useful for some of us, right?
Brad?
I can spell. I'm European. Once again.
Yeah, so basically it checks all the forms on the page you're on. Looks and feels like the 1.1 series, but... definitely better. It's definitely a better browser, they say. I myself have not tried it, but maybe if you feel up to it, you can take a look.
Can you download it somewhere?
Oh yes, you can. I'm not exactly sure where, but I'm sure it's in this article somewhere where you can get it. Well, so take a look at it if you like Firefox. I think Poison should get it.
I had Firefox for a while, but then it screwed up when I had this worm. And, yeah, I haven't gotten to fixing it.
I see. Anyways, so check it out. Firefox 2 Beta 1 candidate. The new Blu-ray DVD format. You guys familiar with this?
Yep.
You can hold, 50 gigabytes on a disc, I think. The copy protection has already been cracked. Are you wondering how they did it?
The print screen button?
Yes. How'd you know?
Because I read it.
Anyways,
I spelled screen wrong.
Yes, I did spell screen wrong, didn't I?
Shane needs the new spell checker on Firefox.
Yeah, the Firefox.
Anyways, this can easily be automated, so then you'll have a full length to all the frames in the video, then you just need to stitch them together, you know? Then you'll have a video with no sound, so somehow you have to put the sound in. But somebody will always find a way around this copy protection, right?
Yep.
It's pretty easy, right, Poison?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Brad?
I wouldn't know.
Are you sure about that?
Sorry, what have I ever done wrong?
I don't know.
Delete hacks or...
I know.
Believe me, I am not computer savvy enough to hack.
I know what poison did. But we're not going to go into that here. Basically, Toshiba's already planning an update to prevent this from happening. But if you ask yourself, what's the point of this? Is there any point to this copy protection?
I suppose it would give the company peace of mind.
Yeah, they just don't... They want... They're a total control freak. They just won't let go of control. Yeah. You know, sometimes you just have to let go and let the wind take you somewhere. No comment?
That's no. Pretty strong wind.
Yes.
Yes, as we sit here recording, I see Deep Space Nine on the TV, so...
Don't get distracted.
Oh, no, I won't. Basically, there's this quote here that sums it up. People don't use peer-to-peer because they're immoral, uneducated about intellectual property rights, or because they don't enjoy... or just because they enjoy wading through the sea of bad rips, Trojans, disguised advertisements for P-R-O-N.
Yes.
They use peer-to-peer because the content is either too expensive or because it comes burdened with numerous and restrictive digital rights management protection. That way, then, they can just enjoy what they want when they download something. I don't know. What do you think about it? You think it's okay to download TV shows?
I think the people who upload them are the criminals, not the people who download them.
Yes. Any of you guys ever downloaded a TV show?
Nope.
No?
Not that I recall.
Okay. Maybe it's time to bring Nate in, since we're coming up on the rant segment. What do you guys think?
Sure.
Ask him what he thinks about this. Bringing Nate in. What's his nickname?
Frogger.
Frog boy.
Frog face, feet, foot.
Bird. Two rings.
Furry woodland creature.
A furry woodland creature.
Yes. It's like those lemmings.
Ah, Nate.
Hi.
We're just in the tech news segment.
Oh, cool. Hi.
So you're here to join us, and we are wanting to ask you a question.
Okay.
Have you ever downloaded any movies or anything off peer-to-peer services like BitTorrent?
Can you say that again? I just passed a boiler.
What did you do?
I just went by a boiler. What'd you say?
What did he go by?
A boiler.
A boiler.
Oh, wow. Anyways, have you downloaded any TV shows off peer-to-peer services like BitTorrent or something?
No.
No? Oh, well, basically what we're talking about right now is there's a story, I think you might have, but there's a story about DVD protection and how it works, you know?
Uh-huh.
With the new Blu-ray formats, how it's already been cracked, so that's we're kind of done with that one, but we just wanted you to answer that. Anyways, I guess on to the next section of news. Poison or Brad, read this thing as you have the notes in front of you.
Microsoft.
I'll read it.
Okay, you read it.
Okay, you can read it.
Now you read it.
Microsoft has brought out a new application called Private Folder, which lets people drag and drop files into a folder, then they will be encrypted. You would need the password to obtain them again. The problem comes up that sometimes IT people would have problems with this, because they need to access a crucial file or check if people are hiding bad files.
Yes!
The moral of the story is that if you are terrified that your employees are going to hide or reveal secrets from management, you have more than just technical problems. While Microsoft's Private Folder application may seem to cause headaches for IT management, it is nothing more than a useful utility that should be monitored only as much as any other application a user is allowed to install on their computer.
Doesn't OS X have something built in like this? Does anybody know?
What?
Doesn't OS X have something like this private folder feature built in?
I don't have OS X.
I couldn't even hear Ron him read, so I don't know. Okay, I gotta go.
Oh, thank you, Nate, for making a brief appearance.
Okay, I just got yelled at.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Nate.
Okay, well, OS X has something like that built in, but I don't have it. I don't know, a Mac would be nice. Take a look at this. Maybe we should try the private folder thing. You guys have anything you want to encrypt?
Not really.
No?
Shane, do you keep dirty pictures on your desktop?
No, that's somebody else.
Mike?
No. That's somebody who has... That's somebody who has a folder for everybody on the staff.
You?
No. Anyways, moving on to rants. I just love this kind of rant, so I'll read this one. Persian says, "I believe it's unfair that someone with 5 million XP in strength, berserker, dark gloves. What are dark gloves?
Barrow's gloves. Idiots call them dark gloves."
And Rune Defender should hit the same as a peer with 13 million XP in strength and Myth Gloves. Well, too bad. Jagex hates spears. Is Berserker, Dark Gloves, and Rune Defender plus 14 strength bonus more than what peers wear, but is 14 strength bonus worth 8 mil XP in strength? I don't believe this is true. I can get the equipment faster than killing 20,000 experiments. What?
I don't know.
I don't get that.
Killing 20,000 experiments to get 99 strength.
Oh, okay. I believe peers need strength bonuses allow them to hit the same or no less than one hit points as people with defense. Something about strength bonus, but no def bonus needs to be made. Yeah, right. That's called a whip, isn't it?
I like my whip.
No, he means something like a defender that didn't need the death bonus.
Oh, God. His peers are annoying. I currently have 12.4 million XP in strength. My name has 2 spaces. Don't space it for my mother account.
My other.
Oh. Anyways, I ask people...
My mother's account.
I ask people to want to contribute. Just don't flame. Yada, 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 yada. Okay. Does anybody here agree with me that these peers are just jealous, but they chose to be like that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Too bad.
2 things to say on this. 1, rune peers are better than normal peers because rune peers normally can wield these things. And 2, that's like saying, you know, I can stab you easily with a kitchen knife, but I can't do the same amount of damage with a normal knife, even though I've got the same muscles. It's stupid. It's equipment, not ability.
Yeah.
Well, a combination of the 2.
I don't like this. I think they should make a quest that you need to do to access this really nice training area for peers, but it gives 20,000 defense experience.
They should automatically upgrade anybody with 1 defense to some random number like 24, just to piss them off.
Yes, but that's not fair for skill peers. Those kinds are okay.
Yeah, sure they are. But still they want their magic tablets, don't they? Yeah.
Yes.
They're all just battles each other.
What's Poison's view of peers and stuff?
Peers are okay just as long as they don't complain about the crap. Like, I had pure PKing accounts on RS Classic. I used to PK quite a bit. Only level 20 peers though.
I see. Yeah, so peers need to go cry somewhere else. Thank you. Yay. Next rant.
Hi there. Hello. My combat level is 55, and there isn't any RuneScape girl who's level 115 plus who's interested in dating me. I wonder why. I can't be asked to go for anyone lower than 115. I want my level 115 girlfriend to be rich and maxed out in at least 2 combat stats. No one wants me. Why? Because you obviously want them for your level, you doofus. I've offered gold pieces, you can't buy love. Nothing I've offered. Benefits such as never work again in your life. It's a game, fool. Protection from almost anything. You're level 55. You couldn't protect her from, I don't know, roof above your head. What? Cook me dinner, sharks only. Protect me in castle wars. What children? What? You can have children in the game? God. With benefits like this, I just don't understand why.
Whoa, what the hell was that high-pitched noise?
Poison.
It was Brad's child.
I have a child. I don't know. With benefits like this, I just don't understand why. I make a daily living working all day in the flax field for Massa, a level 64 who pays me 90 gold pieces for each flax. I'm trying to construct my house with the daily salaries I make. It's hard work out there for level 55. This is the best rant we've ever had. Seriously. This person takes the game too seriously. You think, like, RuneScape is a living, that you earn a living on RuneScape? You can log out, and it isn't as if your RS character is going to die of hunger, you fool. Good God. People like to annoy me.
That one's funny about, I've offered GP, but wouldn't that be something else?
What?
Pieces? What would GP be?
I've offered gold pieces for somebody, right?
Oh, yeah. Ew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see. I don't think they do prostitution on RuneScape.
No, they don't. That's bad. It would suit bad, this guy.
It would suit that kid right down to the ground, though, wouldn't it? I think this is like some probably adolescent teen who suddenly become interested.
Offered benefits, never work again in your life.
It's a game.
Protection from almost anything.
But how? Surely the level 115 would do the protecting.
Roof over your head?
A pixel roof above your head.
Shane, what level are you?
101.
See?
Oh, you're not.
I know a level
119. What's that?
I know a level 119. I'll show her that, see if she's interested.
Interested in this guy?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know, Poison. Why were you wondering what my level was?
I'm looking for a level.
Oh God!
Take creepy. He's 110.
Yeah.
Wow, my dear, this is.
This is messed up.
Shame.
It's a game. That's what this person needs to learn.
Yes, it's a game. Final rant. Poison can take this one.
Yeah. Every day I come home from school with a bunch of rules. Then I get on my PC and there is also rules. Rules, rules, and I just want to be myself without noobs getting me angry or provoking me to do stuff to them. I think Jagex should make way better improvements on conduct and let us be ourselves. I'm really tired of these unjust rules that make my life miserable. I am sorry if I ever offended anyone in any way during the game, but some of these people just wanted to get insulted. They made me say stuff to them that got me muted or banned because they just asked for it. But yes, I apologize, Jagex staff, for any misbehaving in my language, but come on. It's a game, not a prison, and it is supposed to be fun from top to bottom. If tat can't happen, can't you make servers for 18+? ?? Or something? ? That we can really be ourselves and not worry about other players looking for someone to report. That is all, and please post.
Well,
society needs rules.
Yes, and strict controls about what can be done and when it can be done.
He doesn't sound like he's 18 or older.
No. No.
Well, he still goes to school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, I wouldn't mind some servers that are for level 100 plus. With relaxed word rules, with a turned off word filter or something.
No, most level 100 pluses are the ones who might, at least the PKers are the ones who are more likely to flame.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we've had several experiences with those on RSBNB and stuff like that, right?
Let me think. All three of them that I can immediately think of have got banned.
Banned.
Did all three?
Yes.
Hmm. Oh, wait,
Yeah, Poison knows what three we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
But one was on probation for a while.
But, like, you know, you need rules, otherwise it would just be total anarchy.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we're done with the rants.
Yep.
So what have we been up to on this game called RuneScape? Poison first, since he's the guest.
It's a game?
Yes.
Well, I've been mining to make nails. That's great fun.
You only need nails to level 15 construction, you know.
Oh, crap. Well, don't you need, like, steel bars or something?
Yeah, no, you just need
planks mainly for the
furniture. Like 100 steel bars. That's about it.
Magically, after 15 construction, everything holds itself together.
Yes. That doesn't involve a normal plank.
I've got 500 iron and I'm getting 1,000 coal.
I don't think you'll need that many nails.
Oh, well.
It'll get your smithing up. So that's what you've been doing.
Yeah.
Shane, you next.
Brad next.
Okay, me next. Well, I haven't been on very much because last week I was working and, I just got one level, I think. That was 77 range. I've still got 20,000 of Shane's knives to use them.
Yes, thank you for buying those. Thank you. Now what I've been up to. I got 65 thiefing because I thought I was going to need for a quest this month. I don't know. What's your guys' thieving levels?
Oh, you just want me to say this so everybody knows you beat me. 64.
Mine. Oh. One second, let me check.
He's checking what his thieving level is.
I haven't trained thieving in like a long time since before I quit. 54.
Okay. I got 65. And I also got combat 101 and 1600 skill total. 1602 now.
I'm still 2 million ahead of you in total XP.
Yes. But it's the number that counts.
No, the number that counts is total XP, because it means I've got more experience than you. Okay, enough.
What was that?
That was you.
I was dancing.
Oh, okay. We've got this little thing going on with the staff called RSB&B Idol. I'm going to present our...
You do?
I'm gonna present our finalists right now.
Don't do that.
First one is.
Don't do it. Oh, my life is over.
First one is.
I can show you the world. Shiny, shimmering, splendid.
That's contestant number one, Trekkie.
Please, no.
And here is contestant number two.
Please. Oh, gosh.
Shh. Here's contestant number two, Poison 333.
No.
If I was a rich girl. Na 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 na.
And finally, contestant number three.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what is about what fun it is to ride on a one?
I forgot the words to jingle bells.
What about creepy?
Poison wins. Poison wins.
And then I'll just put up a poll for this on the episode. So pick one, two, or three.
Don't what vote for creepy? Me, please. Don't compound my suffering. Vote poison.
Don't vote me.
Okay, vote tricky then.
Yeah.
Go poison. Go again. Play a sound through MSN first, and then I'll hear it when it comes through.
I just did.
Oh, we didn't get it.
Hold here the totalen Krieg!
Okay, that's the end of this. There's some Nazi stuff, so I guess that's the end of this little competition here.
Vote Goebbels.
Oh. Yes, Mr. Goebbels. Before we go, despite the Nazi sound, before we go, this should be the if everything works as planned, this should be our first episode that goes on iTunes.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
See ya, everyone.
Goodbye. We are out.
Ah, done.
confused and sort of high on sugar.
You're high on sugar.
I had two cans of Coke on the way back home. I know, I was thirsty, it was a hot day. Let me find that Lemmings game.
That's almost catching up to Chris.
What?
Have two cans of Coke a day.
This is the first time I've had Coke in ages, but it was, sadly, the only drink that my stupid friends decided to buy, so I was really thirsty and there's nothing else to drink.
Only when I'm... Oh! Look at this!